Hey everybody, welcome inside the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Miles Simmons here with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson. And Eric, man, in that 33-7 victory over the Houston Texans, Rams offense started out kind of slow, but then was able to get it going in the second half. How impressive was that to you?
I think it's very impressive because it shows that if you're not playing well, you're still able to win a football game. And they didn't play well the first half. They went in the second half and made some adjustments, which really you can see it paid off. But who was playing well was the defense. The defense kept them in that game. Special teams kept them in that game. And to me, that's a sign of a good football team, really. And, I've said this all along is that, you know, if we're winning, you know, it changes everything. It really does. It changes your mindset, how you look at the game, how you view each team you play. And I think last year, if you'd put the Rams in the same situation, they could have been behind possibly 14 points. But this Rams football team, I think they have a different belief in themselves.
How about Jared Goff? He's seen maybe a different belief in himself, too, after throwing. You know, he throws for 311 one week, then comes back, throws for 355.
You know what I really like? I like that deep ball he throws. I mean, it's a beautiful pass. I mean, he has such a nice arc on it. Jared played very well. He really did. And I worry about Jared is sometimes he holds the ball a little too long. I mean, and you know, in NFL, you can't hold that ball long. You know, you have to look and try to get rid of it. But other than that, man, he played a very good game. I mean, really. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks is, you know, you have to look at Jared's progression from last year. You're talking about a young man who really, to me, this is really his first year, if you ask me, because he only played a few games last year. He was not getting the coaching he needed to put him where he's at right now. And as you see, when you have the proper coaching, what can happen?
All right, Todd Gurley, another game, over 100 yards from scrimmage. I mean, how impressed are you with the way McVay is using him both in the run and in the pass game?
I'm very impressed the way he uses him. Me, as a runner, I would like to see him run the ball more than 11 times. But, you know, their offense sometimes it doesn't fit that. You know, sometimes you have to do what the defense gives you. You know, if they've given you the screen pass, the flare pass to the running back, you take that. If they give you the run up the middle outside, you take that. The pass that he threw to Robert Woods was set up by play action. They had ran this play over and over, and I kept saying, I didn't even see it till he threw it. I said, I guarantee you the play action got him. And it did. It was a play they had ran a couple of times up the middle, hadn't had a lot of success with it, and Houston bit on it. And think about pro football, all it takes is a guy to do this. That step forward, you're beat. I mean, you're beat automatically unless you have blazing speed to turn around and catch up. And that's what happened on that play.
Exactly. All right. So this week we're going to see 2-7-2 teams going up against each other, Rams and the Vikings. We're going to see a guy that we saw a lot last year in Case Keenum. You're smiling now. I mean, what do you think the Rams can expect from him in this kind of game?
Well, I know Case wants to beat the Rams, and I don't blame him.
You know what I mean? Revenge game for Case.
Of course he wants to play. But you know what? Case was a guy that was put to me in a difficult situation in an offense last year, was not going to succeed with any quarterback, and that's just the case. And I'm glad he's doing well in Minnesota, but I don't want to see him do well in this game. So what I expect the Rams defensive front to know him, the players to know, you know, what rattles him. You know, one way I look at this football game is that we have more weapons. I mean, I really believe that on offense we have more weapons. We have better receivers. We have a better running back. They lost their running back, Dalvin Cook. I almost definitely give our young quarterback the edge on that. I think we have a better defense. You know, the Vikings have a very good defense, very good defense. I just think we're all around better football team, special teams. I think we're good at special teams. So, you know, I think the big thing for this football game in Minnesota, you know, it'll be a hostile crowd. Both teams are 7-2 is a turnover factor. The turnover factor and penalties. You can't get yourself backed up and have, like, first and 15, second and 15, second and 20. You can't do that, you know, in a hostile environment. So if they can stay away from that and injuries and penalties and turnovers, you know, that's a lot. But the turnovers is the big factor. I think that the Rams can win this football game.
All right. Well, everybody, those are ED's keys. Thanks so much for joining us here inside the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Be sure to tune in to the game on Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific on Fox.